one thing that someone, say, from an outside place might say is that, yes, you have the right to yell or scream or say whatever you want, but you don't necessarily have the right to be heard. And what they might mean is that the media seems to keep, and when I mean media, I mean the major networks, seem to have a very restricted version of what the political debate is. So there can be groups even as important as the groups that you're working in, but ABC News might not necessarily be paying attention, and I'm just picking that as sort of just not saying that ABC News necessarily doesn't pay attention, but just generically it appears as if the major networks don't pay any attention to people that are saying change is really needed. How do you interpret that reality, the vast ignoring of differences of opinion by the major media?
Well, I think it's not new, and it's typically, in my experience, it takes a movement of people who are trying to bring about some kind of change or other. It sort of takes a critical mass before they start getting covered by the major media. It takes big demonstrations. It takes, people all over the country doing different kinds of concerted and sometimes interesting and creative and funny and funky and weird stuff before it starts getting covered. There was a movement to stop the Vietnam War well before the major media discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
And it only got discovered and started getting characterized and covered incessantly in some ways after it got really big.
Mm-hmm.
So that, that was true of the civil rights movement. The civil rights movement didn't get covered until people started dying, and until it really, really took off across the country. So it's, I don't think the media, I'm not sure that it's their fault exactly, but it's typical, and it's something that everybody sort of has to deal with if you're doing movement work.
But that's really interesting, that perspective, because I think a lot of people, myself included, assume that the Vietnam War opposition movement got favorable coverage from almost from its inception, and that the civil rights movement did because of the brutality of some of the Southerners. But it's interesting that you're saying there was a while before that happened.
Right, and initially when it started getting covered, it was usually portrayed as being radical, weird, fringe elements. Martin Luther King was not initially portrayed. Even King, who was the most peaceful of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and King's part in it, that was sort of the most mainstream part of the civil rights movement. And King himself was portrayed as some red-hot radical, weird guy. At first in the mainstream press, and the Vietnam War was portrayed as being, a communist sympathizer, Viet Cong infiltrated movement before the TV started recognizing it was, little old ladies in sneakers as well as college students and vets coming back from the war. So that's the other sort of piece of it, is initially when things like this get covered, they often get covered as being just sort of fringe movements.
Mm.